It was a pretty good pitcher's duel this afternoon in the early going. In fact, the game was scoreless into the third inning. Castleton threatened. Logan Broughton had a double over the head of the right fielder Micah Hummel and advanced to third on an error on the play. After a pop-up to right by Carter Maggio, that left the duty of the first run of the game to Carter Verkota. Now the 1-1 is hit on the ground past Hummel to the shortstop. The long throw to first is late, and the Haymakers have the lead. Broughton scores on the infield RBI single by Carter Verkota. It is 1-0 Castleton. We didn't know it at the time, but that's actually all Brendan Maggio would need. But move ahead to the fifth inning, and it's that Broughton-Verkota connection again coming through for Castleton. And that's lined out to deep left. Moving back and looking up is Huntington. It's off the wall. Broughton will score, but holding up at first base, losing the ball, was Maggio. He can only get to second, but it's an RBI single for Carter Verkota, and the Haymakers lead it 2-0. The Haymakers would add a third run in the sixth inning on a really weird play where there was runners on first and second with two outs, a line drive to short by Logan Broughton. The shortstop dropped the ball, still had plenty of time to throw Broughton out, but he panicked, and he threw the ball away, making it 3-0. As we mentioned, though, after missing the state tournament through injury last year, Brendan Maggio was making the most of his opening day start at this state tournament, and with two outs in the seventh, he was one out away from a complete game shutout. First pitch is grounded towards Mitchell. He will flip it to Kabervig, and the ball game is over as the Castleton Haymakers open defense of their state championship by getting a two-hitter, a complete game shutout from Brendan Maggio in a 3-0 win on the opening day of the 2023 state tournament. 3-0 our final count as the Haymakers advance to 6:30 tomorrow against the winner of Kindred and Dickinson. We will take one final break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Kindred, North Dakota, when Haymakers baseball continues in a moment.